Hi,
I'm Heather Johnston, a coach and business mentor, and I am passionate about working with women who are ready to decide what's next in their life. Making a creative pivot is about tapping into your creative spirit so that you can confidently own, this is who I am, this is what I love to do, and this is how I'm choosing to live my life. We will be taking inspired action towards changing careers or starting a business. Join me as we talk to women that made the choice to pivot their lives and become entrepreneurs. And I have invited Christina Brummer, the founder of The Spectacular Middle, to join me for a series on starting and growing a heart-centered business. As always, thank you for listening. And if you are ready to make that creative pivot, visit thecreativepivot.com. And now, here is our latest episode. Hey there, welcome to episode 54 of the Creative Pivot Podcast. This is your host, Heather Johnston. Today, we are going to talk about three different ways of looking at where you are in relationship to making a creative pivot. So making that change in your life, launching that idea, creating the business, changing career, where are you in the process? And I am a lover of analogies. So I am going to use the analogy of being on a river and with the idea of that you're either drifting, that you are flowing, or that you are paddling. And this idea kind of came to me from thinking about when people come to work with me as a coach, approaching it from how ready they are to make that kind of change in their life. Some people need a lot of work around just preparing mentally for kind of taking that first step of actively choosing what they want to do. Some people are already kind of actively moving in the direction, but they don't totally know what ownership they want to take or what direction they want to go in. And then the third is that they're really already on their way and they just need a supportive guide to point out, oh, hey, there's something coming up along the river and you might want to pay attention to that. Or have you thought about making this change, navigating the river this way? So, drifting. I like to describe drifting as you're sitting in that inner tube on the river. You're letting everything just kind of go by you. Whatever's happening is happening. You're not taking direction. You just know that that river is going to get you to wherever you're supposed to end up, but you're not an active participant in it. A way of thinking about this is that when you know that you're drifting, it might be that you have a conversation maybe with your partner about this idea that's kind of percolated up into your head of making this change. And you have the perfect opportunity to start talking about this, but you're kind of nervous, you're apprehensive about it. And the opportunity comes up and you drift away from it because the idea of the conflict, or not even conflict, but just the raising up your own wants and needs feels so huge that you allow yourself to just kind of drift away, just as the current would kind of pull you away from that. That person, and if this is you, this is not a, you know, there's no negative or positive kind of connotations with these ideas. It's just where you're showing up right now. I've been there. I was there. I operated in that kind of place for a long time before it led to burnout. So that's what I want you to be aware of. When you give up all control and you let yourself kind of drift away from potential ideas or conflicts or positive interactions or opportunities, you eventually get burnt out because your choices are never what are presenting themselves to you as a real opportunities for you to take. The next idea of in the flow or flowing. So instead of drifting away, you're flowing towards. Some people will say, oh, flow is like, you know, you're a surfer, you're riding a wave, you're listening to the wave, you're flowing. I think that's more akin to paddling, but I'll get there. Flowing, though, is that you are flowing towards the direction that you want to go. So say you still have that idea, the conversation that you want to have. When you're in flow in your life, you're looking for the opportunity to have the conversation and you're ready to go in that direction so that you let yourself just move towards that thing that you want rather than drifting away from that thing. So some people also talk about flow as being in a creative flow where time passes, you don't even realize. That's something a little different from what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is just allowing the force of the universe to push you in the direction that you're meant to go in, but you're not yet completely taking ownership of that direction. You are more of a just, you know, good things are coming. You're willing to have the conversations. You're willing to let people know that you have these ideas. You're brave enough to say, I think I want a different career. I just don't know how to get there, but I know I want that. So you're kind of taking the flag saying, yes, this is staking your claim to, I want this. I just don't know how to move myself in that direction, but I have faith that I'm flowing towards that. Okay. The third idea is paddling or surfing, surfing the wave, paddling the river. With both of these, you are an active participant. You have to be aware of the tides, the winds, the weather, the direction of the current, your boat, your surfboard, whatever, you know, you're riding on, you're directing it. You know where you want to go, and you know that the fastest and most path that's meant for you to take is one of your own creation. Your own action is going to get you there. You're still allowing that flow to help you get that in that direction. You're still positive that this is the direction you want to go in, but you are now paddling that kayak down the river. You are surfing that wave, and you know when to let a wave pass versus getting on that wave and riding it to shore. You are the captain of the ship, so to speak. So where are you on your journey? Do you feel like you're just drifting through life and letting it happen to you? Do you feel like you have a path, you're moving towards something, you're not quite sure when it's going to get there or how it's going to get there or what role you have to take, but you know it's coming and you're flowing towards it? Or are you actively paddling that kayak down the river, navigating the currents, knowing what to do? Even if you roll over, you know how to rescue yourself. You have all the tools. You're just hoping someone can be there with you, see the danger ahead, to maybe point out some things, to ask you of, hey, are you aware of the currents in this area? Or, you know, how popular it is, how many boats are on the river, who else is coming with you? You know, all of those kind of things. That's kind of where that coach comes in with that kind of idea. So where are you on your journey? Because I'm hoping that you're moving towards flow and you're moving towards paddling. You're surfing that big wave. You're controlling and you are the owner of the story. But it's lonely to just be drifting along, to be drifting and not knowing where you're going to end up and not understanding how you got in this place. If you're a woman, you're in midlife and you're kind of thinking, what happened? Because there's a reflection point. What happened to this life? How did I end up here? I was on a workshop that I was leading about podcasting. And I was talking about what I do and who I help. And one of the women that was on the workshop said something to the like of, well, we all wake up at some point. So some of us take a lot longer to wake up to what we really want and what we deserve and what we know we can control the outcome of. So this is a short episode of the Creative Pivot this week. Make sure you like and subscribe. I love it when I see reviews on Apple Podcasts. And if you are ready to start getting into the flow, to start paddling down that river and figuring out exactly what you want and that plan to get it, reach out to me at thecreativepivot.com. And make sure you listen to my next episode on Friday with Christina Brummer as we have our conversations on growing your heart-centered business. Talk to you later.